This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Truist Championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club, having a grand old time here. And a
don't sound so thrilled, bud.
I am. I'm having a good time. Everybody's nice. It's nice outside. I'm cool. Except for the guy who's giving me hell about Jalen Hurts during a break over here. It's like, I just want to be like, bro, you're at a golf thing. Go watch the friggin' golf. Leave me alone about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, they're getting a little chesty there, Spike.
Yeah, I got to do this 4 hours every day. Leave me alone. Anyway, we thought it would be perfect at the Truist Championship to bring back the Mount Rush 4.
It's Spike's Mount Rush 4.
Now, you may ask, what is the Mount Rush 4 about at the Truist Championship? And it is the four most annoying things about golf.
Buckle up.
You guys ready?
Yeah, I want to hear them.
All right.
The recruit people to boo.
All right. Number 4. And the Mount Rush 4 of the most annoying things about golf is like all this land, and this is what we're doing. We're hitting a little tiny hole, a little tiny ball into a little tiny hole 400 yards away.
Yeah.
We couldn't do this on a video screen somewhere. You couldn't do this in a warehouse.
Well, but you wouldn't be outside.
Like, yeah,
getting fresh air.
Think of all the hikes we could take on this this ground.
If you want to use the land for something else.
I'm not even allowed to walk on it.
Well, first off, you're not hiking on flat kind of ground.
Sure, well, sure you can.
Well, but what's the point of the hike?
You can take a hike on flat ground.
Would you rather
I'm
be
not a mountain climber?
Would you rather there be houses?
Yeah, but the houses would be great. There's a housing shortage. I don't think have you heard about that?
Nope.
There is a housing shortage.
Just move.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah. There's a housing shortage. Yeah.
Couldn't find a home.
Yeah, you've been looking for a home, haven't you? Why can't you find one? There's not enough houses.
Yeah, well, I prefer that than more houses.
You know? All I'm saying is, it's 2025. It's a lot of land.
You want to move it all indoors?
Well, I'm just saying it's the fourth.
Move it all indoors.
AI PGA Tour.
Well, Tiger is starting the thing he's doing?
Like virtual? Or
yeah,
whatever.
He's doing a virtual, like, simulator thing.
Yeah, dude, my neighbor has a virtual race car thing. Right. It is, you know.
Seems like you and Bill have gotten closer.
Yeah, I like Bill.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is the new neighbor?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
You talked about Bill a lot.
I think
Bill. What's the only, I mean, not a lot of neighbors are talking to me.
Right.
You know,
right.
They say hi, but, you know, now, Bill's a good dude.
I know you get so mad when people don't do a full hello on walks.
Yes.
You don't appreciate the half smile.
So I'm getting the hellos here.
Good.
And I think a lot of it is because there's actual, like, people know who I am here.
Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Yeah.
The whole neighborhood knew you moved in.
Yes, yep. I'm sure.
A lot of buzz.
Also,
a lot of buzz.
Okay, funny quick story before we get to number 3 on the Mount Rush 4.
Yeah.
So, you know, we closed on the house 6 weeks ago, and in those 6 weeks, we've had all this stuff done to the house, and I wasn't there. And we met a guy over by the T-ball field, or the Little League fields, and he was like, we told him, he's like, oh, where'd you buy a house? And we told him, and he's like, you guys do anything to it in between when you bought it and now? And I'm just thinking to myself, you knew we did stuff to it. There were guys in the
right.
They were in the.
They see everything.
Yes. They were in the driveway every day. Yep. You can sneak that past me.
Yep.
All right. Number three on the Mount Rushmore of things that are most annoying about golf is that everybody has to be quiet.
Yep.
Oh, this is a sport, you're telling me, and everybody's got to be quiet?
That's what makes it perfect.
It's the gentleman-like thing to do.
Come on.
Listen, I know you've never had to focus on anything
Grow
in your
up.
Life.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Focus.
Yeah,
you kidding me?
You can't get – it's a mental game.
Wow.
It's a mental sweat.
Oh, if baseball's not mental?
Of course it's mental.
All right.
So that's why I play two of the most mentally tough games out there. That's why I'm so mentally tough.
If you're allowed to yell at pitchers, you should be. If you're allowed to yell at a batter every time the 100-mile-an-hour pitch is coming. Look, the golf ball's not moving. It's just sitting there still. You should be able to yell at the guy, and he should be able to swing at it. It's not moving.
That should honestly be the thing that live. That's where they can get on the map.
Yes.
You can heckle golfers.
Yeah. I would love to be able to heckle golfers.
I thought that's what they were.
Toughen them up.
I thought they were allowed to do that.
I think they are allowed to do that.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be like one of the things that are different.
Just haven't seen it take off yet, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Number two on the Mount Rushmore of things that are most annoying about golf.
Buck up, Taz.
Is the dress code.
I don't know. The dress code looks fine to me.
Good Lord.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
You really want to? Is this the path we want to go?
No.
All right. No. I'm trying to protect Jack.
Yeah, well, and I keep forgetting we're on video.
It was a Philly shirt.
Yeah, it was a Philly shirt.
Go Birds.
The dress code's annoying.
Why?
Too.
What's annoying about it?
Well, I just like.
What, the collared shirt?
If the golfers want to have a dress code, that's fine.
Right.
It should not be a dress code for me. We're outside, for God's sake.
Again, you're not a classman.
I'm not a classman, no.
Well, yeah. That's the issue. That's where we differ.
I don't turn my nose up at, you know.
I will say, Spike, it's probably about 90% people out here with collars on.
Yes, I know.
Maybe even more.
Yeah.
I have seen a few renegades, though.
Yep.
I've seen some T-shirts.
Lost
yeah,
t-shirts.
I've seen a couple of renegades out here.
I've seen some T-shirts.
I tried to get security to kick them out, but they didn't. Yeah. It's good.
The majority of people do have collars on their shirts, though.
Yeah.
It's nice to class it up every once in a while.
Jack's trying to get everybody's credit score here. To see if they're allowed in. All right.
I only gatekeep Phillies fans.
And the number one thing on the Mount Rushmore of things that are most annoying about golf is all the golfers are chokers. They're all chokers.
It's a mental game.
And they all choke.
Nobody's
clutching golf except for Tiger. He's the only clutch golfer. Everybody else is just choking it away, and whoever wins the tournament is the guy who chokes the least.
Scotty's pretty clutch. Scotty's pretty clutch.
Yeah, Scheffler doesn't choke very much. But you're right, though.
Everybody's a choker. And maybe they do better if people were allowed to yell at them instead of babying, pampering these guys, you know? All right, there it is. The Mount Rushmore of things that annoy me most about golf from the Truist Championship, our friends at the Truist Championship.
Right here.
At the Philadelphia Cricket Club. 215-592-9494. Joe in Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Happy Painter Day to all who celebrate. I'm on my way to Lehigh to watch them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
Wow.
Was that just a snap decision when you saw that he was pitching?
I did about 5 days ago when I knew he was pitching on Thursday. I bought tickets and went on.
I love it.
It's probably going to be sold out up there. This is first
start in Lehigh Valley.
First start in Lehigh?
Yeah,
it'll be packed.
Yeah, it's going to be memorable. But, Spike, golf is a man's man sport.
That's why all the football players love it.
Well, then why are they so prissy about being yelled at while they're swinging a golf club against a harmless little ball that can't even move?
It's a man's man sport.
It's part of the game.
I don't know if it's a man's man sport.
Part of the game.
I don't know. Football's a man's man sport. Golf is like, it's not even a sport, but like maybe 10th if it were a man's man.
So I got a question for Jack. We'll go into some prospects here. Would you trade Chase, Abel, and Rincones Jr. for Batista in the Orioles?
I'm curious to see what his value is going to be like. He's actually the reliever I'm most interested in. Like, Helsley, I think, is trending down. Class A is trending down. Bautista, I think, is still pitching at a really high level. Duran, I would love Duran from the Twins. My problem with, like, are we trading real prospects for a closer? I mean, that's the only thing. And
we're not trading any of the guys.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, if you want to trade Rincones, I think he could be a good player, but I get trading him. Chassé, I love, but I think he's tradable. And Abel,
he's gonna hit somebody today.
He is. He's got that look in his eye. You know, what I mean?
That guy is a guy in a golf cart driving it.
He smoked the curb here.
Yeah,
you guys saw that earlier. He's a terror.
Yeah, that like. He's got a psycho look in his eye.
Yeah, the only untouchables for me right now are Painter, Miller, Tyeet, and Arun Escobar.
I would even
go up Crawford.
I'd go up Crawford. I like Crawford a lot, but I would in the right deal. I'm not giving him away.
Right. Okay.
All right,
Joe.
215.
Thanks for the call, man. Well, I don't know.
The other three are untouchable.
Yeah. So four.
Miller's not untouchable
for me. That's the boy right there.
He's not untouchable, though.
If you're getting a stud, I mostly agree.
Yeah, Painter's untouchable. Miller's not untouchable.
What about Arun and Tyeet?
I don't know anything about those guys.
I don't even know those guys.
We actually made the trek out to Delaware to see.
Yeah, and we're making the same trip May 31st to Reading to go see Aiden again.
Yeah.
Oh, again?
Yeah, road to the show.
Road to the show.
Aiden Miller. Cody Ashy, too.
No.
Wow.
Nope.
And what was it, Smashy Ashy or Ashy Smashy?
He was never a top 20, top 30 prospect.
All right.
Cody Ashy.
Cody Smashy. He's now the Orioles hitting coach.
Really?
Damn, he's a hitting coach now?
Guess who his assistant is, his top assistant.
Aaron Altair?
Tommy Joseph.
Oh.
Aaron Altair.
Tojo.
Yeah, Tojo Mushrooms, yeah.
215-592.
Oh, those were some Philly days right there.
Awful.
Oh, yeah.
Just the worst.
Yeah.
Just the worst.
215-592-9494. Rob in South Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Rob?
Yo, what's going on, guys? I got to say off the bat, this kind of feels like cheating. I call the morning show all the time, and I've never called you guys, so this is just a little weird.
Well, welcome to the real show.
Welcome to the real show.
Yeah, big dogs.
Welcome to the big leagues.
So big dogs.
You're out there listening. I apologize. Listen, 2-2 versus and beat the Hammer, so little tread on my name. But I had a call-in. First of all, if you guys are at the Truist, that's awesome. Golf and baseball, like Fritz, are my two favorite sports. So before I go, when I'm done making my point, Fritz, I have a question for you.
But, oh, boy.
Oh, man, this used to go poorly.
Real quick, Phils, I'm thrilled with them. The reason I wanted to call, that caller 2 calls ago about the whole Boston-New York thing, he couldn't be more wrong. The guy that like said the Celtics are worse. Now, listen, this is not a Celtics-Knicks thing. It's a Boston New York thing. So if you're still listening, your goal as a Philadelphia sports fan after loving the 14 is to absolutely despise all the New York teams.
Right.
And Spike made the good point that, okay, yeah, the Celtics are annoying, but if the Knicks become the Celtics, do you have any idea how
you
bad
will, like,
be?
Imagine that we're going to start hearing like the go New York, go New York, go. Go. Oh, no. You want that?
Dude, how about this?
What's a Celtics song, Shipping Up to Boston?
Yeah, how about this, Rob? I was in the gift shop here, and I got bing-bonged by some guy, some Knick fan who came down here for this.
Another Knicks fan was giving you hell before the show.
He was. They will swarm this place if they get past the Celtics.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's one of those situations where it's like, things aren't great, but don't wish for something that could be much, much worse.
Right,
is
yes.
basically what it is.
My point quick, being this, Rob, if the Celtics win the championship, our life doesn't change at all. If the Knicks win the championship, our life gets substantially worse. Substantially
and to that
worse.
Caller, to that caller, these aren't opinions. These are facts. Yes. They are 100% facts. Real quick, you guys are the truest. Got to root for my boy Tommy Fleetwood. I caddied for Tommy Fleetwood in a charity tournament one time.
Oh, we saw Fleetwood earlier.
Yeah, we saw Fleetwood earlier.
Yeah, we saw Fleet.
He's so down to earth. He's a great guy. He's an Everton fan, which isn't that great, but that's okay.
Is that a soccer team?
Yeah, let's slow down. Yeah.
We only have so much depth on this show.
Yep.
So this question, it kind of sounds like an obvious answer when you ask it. And, Jack, I ask it to all my buddies who are big into golf and baseball. What is harder to do? Is it harder for a really good golfer to make the PGA Tour or for a really good baseball player to make the show?
I still think it's the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Yeah, golf is hard, man.
My buddy Scott.
Yeah, but there's no limit, right? If you're good enough, you're on the tour, right?
Well, the thing about golf is that you got to win and earn your card on the tour.
Got it.
So you can't just get on the tour and stay on the tour. You got to keep winning. Yeah, you got to keep winning.
I
think it's harder to be great at golf. As well as the tour. I mean, it's really hard to make the show too. But I guess the non-golfers, the people that aren't into golf, don't understand how hard it is.
Well,
I don't know, Rob, obviously, because I don't play golf. But my intuition would be, to become a pitcher, somebody has to give you the opportunity to be a pitcher. To become a pro golfer, you just have to be good enough.
Right.
So that's like the different. If you wanted to argue it the other way, I would say not only do you have to be good enough if you're a pitcher, you also have to have somebody see you, take a chance on you, be in the right situation, all of those things. Now, to become a golfer, you have to be able to golf enough, but you can play public courses and things that opportunity's there.
It's a really good argument. Like we go on and on, but it's a really good argument.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob. Thanks for the call. What was the? I felt like there was an inside joke that you guys were laughing at that I didn't understand when you said
just
this
when people
used to
keep
go.
Asking me questions.
Oh yeah. Oh,
it used to not go well.
Yeah. Somebody called up and wanted to ask Fritz about baseball.
Oh,
and with. Specifically ask about Fritz.
Oh,
yeah. Marks didn't necessarily take that well all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Marks didn't.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. Yeah.
You know me. I'm over here like, yeah, go ahead, Jack. Yeah. You probably got a better answer than I do anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's usually a question that's deep into baseball, minor league question or something.
Well, people forget that John Marks started High Hopes, though.
He did.
Yeah, people forget that.
And he's a minor league.
That's a ball
as well.
Of contention, too.
Yep. Yeah.
A lot of contention.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Some say Fritz stole the show.
Yep.
Stole the High Hopes podcast.
Some are saying.
The streets are saying.
Tom in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, go green.
Go white.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. We're not doing this all
worse,
day.
It's worse, honestly.
Yeah. You can ask Jack questions all you want. We're not doing the go green, go white thing.
I was just wanting to make a comment about the Knicks and the Celtics.
Yes.
I really don't think that, if the Knicks win, They ain't winning the finals. The Celtics, they might or might not win the finals, but it's not a big deal if they don't win it. You know what I mean? Or if they win it. But, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Well, who do you want? Well, okay.
Well, what's your take then?
Yeah. Well, who do you want to win the series?
The series? I'd rather see the Knicks win it.
No.
Tom,
I got to talk you out of it. Here's the fear. Is you start looking at the path, right? And I know you say the Knicks can't win the finals, and I would have believed that too. They get past the Celtics. Then they're either facing a broken-down Cavs team or the Pacers. They can certainly beat the Pacers, 100%. And then you get to the finals, and who knows? Like, first of all, the Thunder might not even get there. The Warriors just lost Steph Curry for 2 weeks. The Wolves, I don't know. They could certainly beat the Wolves. A world in which the Knicks win the NBA championship is the worst sports world that we could be faced with right now. Like, it's the worst option. I think it's worse than the Mets winning the World Series. I actually do.
Whoa.
Because at least half of New York.
Whoa.
Well, here's the thing, Tom.
I kind of agree with you, Spike.
60%
of the Mets winning the World Series?
Yeah.
60% of New York doesn't even like the Mets. Okay. All of New York likes the Knicks.
I hate the Mets too.
Yeah, I mean,
I got a question for Ike though. Before y'all cut me off, though, that's
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep. Go ahead.
Who do you got to win the tournament this weekend?
Well, I got a 5-man crew. I got Oberg. I got Corey Connors. I got Shoffley, who does not look good right now, and I have Roy McIlroy and one more. Who else?
Ludwig? Did you
Ludwig
pick him?
Oberg?
Oberg. Okay. Yeah, okay. I said Oberg.
Okay.
Oh, no, Justin Thomas.
Ah, we did
see Thomas. Yeah, I got Justin Thomas.
I was excited to see JT earlier.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks
for the call,
Tom. Brother.
I try to get close to Spieth. I need to have a heart-to-heart with my boy Jordan Spieth there.
Well,
Spike.
Justin Thomas and Roy McIlroy are on the 16th hole now.
Nice.
I have an idea.
Here we go.
Because, had a couple of calls. I just want to ask Jack a question at the end. Then the next call, I just want to ask Ike a question. My idea would be, for next question one day, we should be, you can ask, like,
one of us.
Yeah, just ask one of us something.
The AMA?
Yeah, a little AMA. Look, I gave them the idea, and we stole it from Reddit anyway. Because, Morning
Show
does AMA.
Yeah.
They didn't invent AMA. I told them to do it. So
you told them to do the side topic.
I did.
Which took over the show.
Yep. Beat the Hammer, I believe, was Seltzer's idea, but it has a better name. They wanted to call it Beat the Deke.
Yeah, Beat the Hammer's way better.
Beat the Hammer's way better.
Beat the Deke. That was going to end
beat
up bad.
Beat the Dork.
Yeah, ha ha.
Got him.
215-592-9494. Big V in Mount Laurel.
Uh-oh.
You're on W.
Phone sounds so wrong.
Oh, I didn't mean to dump him. Buzz, please apologize to BV. I meant to put him on hold, but the echo was driving me crazy. Danny in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Danny?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How we doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, Danny.
What do you want to talk about, Celtics Knicks or the truest?
It's Celtics Knicks.
Celtics Knicks? Dude, it's a double-edged sword. I hate them both.
Yes.
But listen, the Celtics payroll next year, they're going to be gone next year. Their payroll is over $600 million next year.
Yes.
Their downfall, but also Villanova is thriving in all this.
Oh, enough.
Yep, and and they've got a new pope.
Nothing good happens to Villanova if Jalen Brunson wins the championship.
Donates money.
Great. Oh, that's I'm sure that's what Villanova needs. I'm sure they don't have a what's it called?
Use another building.
Yeah, I'm sure they got $4 billion stacked away. No offense.
Yeah, some NIL money.
The rowdy crowd.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Wow.
Like, we don't need that. Like, here's the thing. Here's what I want to paint to you, Danny. Okay, the Knicks win the championship. Okay, a bunch of Nova guys win the championship. We don't walk around with our chest out because of that.
Yeah.
But if the Knicks win the championship, all the Knicks fans, it's like they own us,
I don't. I wouldn't totally agree with the owning part. The Knicks being good is good for the NBA.
Oh,
whether you like it or
Christ
not.
Good
sake.
For the league.
Who
yep.
cares?
We need our ratings
That's
back.
That's what I need.
And you need the ratings Celtics. Higher?
We do.
No.
All right, you can go truest.
Like
you can go truest, Danny, because I don't like your attitude here.
Oh, dude. First time bowler.
Go truest. No, I'm just messing with you. You wanted to ask Ike about the truest, didn't you?
Well, the whole athlete talk that, guys could play golf on the tour if they played as a young kid. That's like me saying if Wyndham Clark could play left tackle if he played football at an early age.
Yeah.
Spike, are you a Wyndham
totally
Clark guy?
Animal. I'm a fan. Yeah, I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even know what
question,
we're talking about now. Well, I'm sorry, what's the point here, Danny?
I thought earlier, I heard on the radio that, athletes playing golf, it's saying like any golfer, if they didn't play golf and they played a different sport, that they could play left tackle in the NFL or running back. But these guys, these athletes play golf, and they can't compete with the pros.
Oh, yeah.
Totally
oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, but.
We get out here, we're just hacking the ball around,
Yeah,
man.
But, I mean, there are certainly former athletes who have gone and become good golfers.
Yes.
There's no former golfers that have gone to play tight end.
Sure.
Not anybody that's smart anyway.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Danny. I'm not minimizing how hard golf is.
That is a good line.
But I guess the truth is, if you are good at hand-eye coordination and this, you're – you obviously have a that's just an age thing. You can become a good golfer at 38.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
You can have the time, and it doesn't require the sort of physicality that playing one of the other sports does.
I thought we were talking about, like, you know, being on the tour, like how good you got to be on. Like,
yeah, that's like, that's what I was
like
saying.
Like, Louis in Nebraska is an unbelievable golfer.
Right.
But
he's not tour.
He
not
is
that tour.
Good. He's just under par in this tournament.
Buys a ticket to go to the Masters.
But if he would play around the golf with us, we'd be like,
this is
man.
And then he's so far. I don't know. He's so far away from those guys.
Yeah, so far.
He's going to qualify for the U.S. Open. That's our boy.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Spike's rooting against him.
20 years?
This year. But that's, I don't know. I think that being good enough to be on the tour, that's.
Well, remember Whatchamacallit kept trying to qualify Romo?
Oh, yeah.
He tried to qualify a couple times.
He got pretty good.
Yeah,
right?
he's pretty good.
He's a scratch golfer.
Jake's pretty good. Jake
Elliott.
Yeah.
He should pick that up more.
Jake's a good golfer. Most kickers and punters are.
2-1. Well, they got a lot of time.
Yes. Yeah.
He went 4-for-4 in the Super Bowl. We give him a break.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, if you don't leave Jake Elliott alone.
Yeah, leave Jake Elliott alone. He had one bad year.
Super Bowl champion.
Never mind.
You know, we never include him. We're always like, when we're talking about the guys that won two, and then we're like, oh, yeah, and Jake Elliott,
Jake,
too.
Yeah.
Well,
because I think people are a little irritated with
Jake.
Well,
hold on. Rick Lovato's a two-time champion,
yes,
too.
Absolutely.
They cut Rick Lovato.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did go to the White House. 215.
Yeah, that's right. He did go to the White House.
215-592-9494. All right, coming up next. A list just came out. Now, we always see quarterback rankings. But this is quarterback rankings, Ike, that is current and future. So we will find out where Jalen sits on the current and future quarterback.
Okay, here we go.
This is the
WIP. We'll see if Mike makes it back.
Yeah, it's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.